Primo properties, takuletran maploti, yachidimba ku 10 mounts na 15 mounts. Kulipi la yambila pa 17 quarter per day.
Kwendona maploti ni everyday, transporti ni mahala.
Ungachitumile kwa nambala I 0975-058084 or 0774-274514 or Bwelani Kulusaka House, pro number 5, room 506.
This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening. And welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines. Zambia on course to fertilizer security, says government. PSZ warns 2026 budget still insufficient despite 30% increase. Peace talks to resume in Egypt.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwima Timothy Jilanam. Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry, Chipoga Malenga, says Zambia is on course to achieving fertilizer security owing to the ongoing industrialization drive across the country. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Malenga says the establishment of several fertilizer plants nationwide has helped to reduce the price of the commodity, making it more accessible to farmers. He adds that Zambia is now well positioned to begin exporting fertilizer, a move he says will not only boost the country's gross domestic product, but also strengthen its standing in the regional market. The minister has further highlighted industrialization as a key priority under the UPND government, citing the revival of Lungushi textiles and other industries as evidence of the administration's commitment to rebuilding the country's industrial base.
Already the fertilizer aspect that you have spoken about has got a direct impact on the people already. When we took over government, fertilizer was fetching between 1,300 to 1,500. When I was interviewed by Millennium and many other radio stations, that was the price. And you challenged the current 22 to say, fertilizer, you're talking that it will come down from 1,500 to whatever price is too high. Here in Lusaka, fertilizer, because of the direct production in the country, is 850 kwacha. Transporting it to countries like, to places like Chimbola, where I come from, that's why you find it's going as 1,000 kwacha because of the logistical support and other things. So it has got a direct impact. Now, on job creation, the fertilizer company alone has got 10,000 direct jobs who are paying NAPSA, NIMA, and other things. So there's a direct impact. Now, the other direct impact, right now, before even the onset of the rain, we have distributed farming inputs in all the 10 provinces of the country.
The Movement for Good Governance has argued that the committee appointed by President Hakainde Hichilema to revisit the rejected Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 does not change the fact that Zambians have already rejected the bill. Movement Secretary General Ibin Kafanga says the committee was constituted merely to quickly fix issues around the bill in order to make it appear consultative when the reality is not. Mr. Kafanka has charged that the government's insistence on pushing the bill forward is a clear indication that the United Party for National Development has vested interests rather than prioritizing the welfare of the Zambian people. He has further noted that the committee will not achieve anything given that the country is approaching an election year, with parliament expected to dissolve in the coming months ahead of the 2026 general election.
We are going into an election and we've got only 7 months before parliament is dissolved. So this committee and commission, who are they going to give those submissions to? And under which parliamentary sitting will it be reviewed, considered, given for adoption as an amendment to our constitution? So I think they need to take 2 steps backward and rethink the process. It is true that we need an amendment to the constitution and focus must be on the so many contentious issues. For example, the 7-day presidential appeal period doesn't include weekends or it's 7 working days. So the appeal process will be held by the Constitution Court over watch period. That needs to be refined. Secondly, we've got the issue of once held office, term of office.
The Pharmaceutical Society of Zambia has cautioned that the country's 2026 drugs budget while increased, Steel Force short of addressing the persistent challenges, the challenge of medicine shortages. In the proposed 2026 national budget, the health sector has been allocated 26.2 billion kwacha, representing about 10.3% of the total budget. Of this, 6.4 billion kwacha has been earmarked for the procurement of essential drugs, a 30% increase from last year in tenders to fill gaps left by the withdrawal of donor support. PSZ President Kigan Mwapem says that while the increase is welcome, the allocation remains insufficient to guarantee drug availability nationwide. He has explained that rising demand, population growth and logistical challenges in medicine distribution continue to result in frequent stockouts in many health facilities.
For 6.4 billion, which translates into 30%. We commend them, but of course, it means that we now need to look at the difference that exists, which is 8.6 billion, in order for us to make sure that we are not stuck out in our health facilities. But at the same time, the overall health budget stands at 10.3%, which falls short of the Abuja Declaration, which stipulates that at least nations should be able to apportion to at least 15% of the national budget towards health. So again, as we will be analyzing this budget and as the discussions will be going on, our desire should have been an upwards trend where we are able to go towards the 15% attainment.
The Community Technology Development Trust has urged the government to establish a registration system and policy framework that formally recognizes the seeds used by farmers, which are currently classified as grain under the Zambian law. CTPD Programs Assistant Angela Mwale Nyirongo has explained that the lack of recognition makes it difficult for farmers to profitably sell and package their seeds. She notes that the current legal classification of seeds as grain prevents farmers from engaging in value addition through proper packaging and marketing.
Okay, so at the moment, what we are saying is, can the policies support the farmer managed seed system? So this is in terms of, can we have a registration that can recognize the farmer seed? Okay, so if they are recognized, then it could be easier for the farmers to start trading and even packaging the seed in larger quantities and be able to sell. So the call to government is first of all, let these farmers' seeds be recognized. That's number one. Once it's recognized, then the capacity in terms of how they can package it and all that can follow so that the farmers are able to trade it, you know, freely. Otherwise, at the moment, there's that fear. They are still withholding because it's not recognized as seed at the moment.
And now, business news. Business news.
Zambia must prosper. Vice President Miona Katolo has accused the Ministry of Mines of either being ignorant or deliberately overlooking the economic potential in the copper slag dance, leaving the benefits to foreigners. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Katolo says slag dams presents a major opportunity to empower local communities by teaching them how to extract value from the copper waste. He has stressed the need to establish small-scale enterprise dedicated to processing slag dams in the mining sector, rather than leaving such ventures to foreign investors. Mr. Katolo has further called on the government to build capacity at grassroots level in the mining industry, not only at the extraction phase, so as to ensure job creation across all stages of the sector.
They either do not know what they should do, or they are doing it deliberately to support foreigners at the expense of Zambians. We would not even have had those young people going down into those slag dumps and digging and dying there if we had shown them the right technology, give them the right skills and equipment to mine safely and responsibly.
We take a break.
When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brand. You join the league of sophisticated customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 0765 0765 190796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio.